Good morning, good people. It is 5th September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Teresa of Calcutta, a compassionate human being who ignited the love of Christ in her display of faith in action. To be a messenger of love, we do not require words but actions. She radiated the love of God to all human beings, especially the uncared, the unloved, the forgotten humanity. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6 to 15 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 6 verses 1 to 5. Middle ground, moderation, neutrality are the concepts bring peace, harmony and reconciliation. There is a thin line between rigidity and relaxation. When I was in seminary learning to read the mass book, one of the professors taught us that we always read the black and do the red. We are taught to read the letters printed in the black and do the appropriate gestures for the letters printed in red. Consistency happens outside the walls of compulsive and forceful behaviors. We get pulled towards every direction when we have no plan of our own. In the first reading, St. Paul reprimands the Corinthians to emulate the messengers who live the message, not pretentious preachers. We need to appreciate the sacrifices of those who bring the word of God to us. St. Paul shares all the inconveniences he went through delivering the message of Christ. People who speak a lot do not feel the need to inspire by actions, while those who work for the welfare of others do not have time to speak. We know which category we belong. The responsorial psalm praises, God Himself is my help. Psalm 54 verse 4. The gospel invites us to uphold human rights over rituals. Any spirituality and worship that excludes the welfare of humanity needs to be shunned. Nurturing relationship with God needs to have the nectar of love in caring for the hungry, the homeless, and the immigrants. We cannot sacrifice humanity over worshipping God and following some rituals. When we go out to meet the humanity that is in need, God will come to meet us indeed. May you have a good day. God bless you.